The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, back for the second hour here, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And this hour, we're going to talk about fishing in Western Maryland with Alan Klotz, who's the Western Region 1 Inland Fisheries Manager with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. Good morning, Alan. Hello. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm good. Last time I was up at Deep Creek Lake, there was an outdoor show going on. I was up there on a Friday and then again on Sunday. I was supposed to go ice fishing, but the edge of the lake had rotted away, and we couldn't get out on the ice.
That's unfortunate. We had an Arctic blast of a winter up here this year.
Yes, you did. Yep, but not the week I showed up. But anyway, hey, Deep Creek Lake, what's going on today?
It is on fire. The last few days we had some extremely warm weather for Garrett County in the 80s, and that brought the smallmouth bass in nice and shallow. I fished the State Park shoreline from the boat launch up to the beaches the other night and did very well on some topwater lures, and smallmouths are just coming in and being very aggressive right now.
Yeah, we just did one of the reservoir trips, bed fishing on the reservoirs, and fished from 18 to 21 inches, and I'll tell you what, it was a great day. Yeah, good fishing. It's only a few days a year, so we try to take advantage of it, and everything goes back, of course, and it's just a lot of fun. So, but good, and you say the smallmouth were smacking the topwaters at this point.
Oh yeah. I mean, May is a prime time for those bass. I mean, within the next 2 weeks, if you get a chance to get out here, you know, it's time.
I might be able to do that. So. That's the idea anyway. So, smallmouth. Deep Creek's not necessarily known for that many smallmouth and largemouth bass, is it?
It's a pretty popular bass fishing lake. We got a really strong population of smallmouth. If you come up here this time of year, you're going to catch a lot of cookie cutter, 11 to 14-inch males.
Mm-hmm.
When we check in some bass at the tournaments, there are some really, really nice big smallmouth in the lake. I personally see measured fish 20 inches or so.
Nice.
But the largemouth, they tend to be more in the southern end of the lake and maybe McHenry Cove, back towards the more coves that have a lot of aquatic vegetation.
And right.
They have an amazing size structure. When we go out sampling, it's hard to get one under 12 inches.
Oh, my. That's pretty darn good, yeah.
20-inch, 5-pound fish. And we did see a decrease in their numbers after we had that fish kill back in 2010.
Yeah, I remember that.
But this last year when we sampled that and checking fish in tournaments, I was really happy to see the results of the largemouth are coming back now.
Now, when you had the fish kill, would you suggest maybe that like nature does, the strong survived and thrived, whereas what was being killed off were maybe some of the smaller fish that weren't in some of the best habitat?
It could well be. Within a couple years, I said, what fish kill?
Yeah, of course.
The numbers bounce back so quickly. So the population was pretty resilient.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear that. Now, of course, I believe at one point you told me there are 20 or 22 species in Deep Creek Lake.
Yes.
And they're everything from cold water trout to warm water bass.
Correct.
And everything in between.
Yeah, we got the warm water, we got the cool water, we got the cold water all covered up.
Gotcha. And that's just because of the way that the lake is fed by the streams and warmed by the sun and the whole deal, right?
Yeah, it has a huge diversity of habitats. You know, got your shallow aquatic vegetation covered coves, and then you get that mid-lake region that gets deep and fully oxygenated and cold down towards the dam breast that can support trout year-round.
Right.
And you got the rocky boulder shorelines, you know, great habitat for smallmouth.
Mm-hmm.
It has it all. Yeah, it really does.
No question about it. The money fish for me seems to be walleye, but and I guess that's probably one of the most popular places for walleye in Maryland is Deep Creek Lake.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, we did our spring sampling in early April prior to the season opening, and we go, one of our stations is right along the state park shoreline where anglers have full public access even by shore.
Right.
It was tremendous, the number of walleye in shallow. We ended up having a catch rate of 175 walleye per hour of adults. And that's a lot of netting.
Good grief. Yeah, it is.
And one of the best spots was inside of the boat launch at Deep Creek State Park. We got one female. She was pushing 7 pounds right there. Of course,
nice.
She had a bunch of males following her. She must have been pretty good looking there.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Well, I'll never forget many years ago, Dad was still alive and active, so that had to be, I don't know, 25 years ago maybe, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I was still living in Pennsylvania, so maybe even longer than that. I said, let's take the first day of trout season and go to Deep Creek Lake. The first day of Pennsylvania trout season, which
right,
was
right.
Mid-April. And I said, you know, I don't want to go elbow to elbow and catch stock trout. Let's go to Deep Creek and see if we can catch walleye. Well, We tried. You know, we tried everything, and it didn't work. So we pull up to what was then Johnny's Bait House.
Oh, yeah.
And with the little table outside where they used to cut bait and clean fish and whatever they did out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a 31-inch walleye laying on that thing.
Oh, jeez.
And I said, Dad, look at this. He goes, oh, my gosh. So these two guys pull up in a pickup truck, I think a big Dodge pickup truck, jacked up on big wheels and stuff, West Virginia plates. And we were admiring this fish, and the guy pulls up. And I go, did you catch this? He goes, yeah, what is that there fish?
Jeez.
I went, that's a walleye. A what? A walleye. Oh, well, we was fishing for bass. I said, yeah, what were you using? We was using hellbenders. We was fishing deep. We got in a whole bunch of them. Some of them bigger than that broke off.
And how many did you catch?
I think they wound up catching two. Dad and I caught zip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable. But it's like, oh, my gosh, a 31-inch walleye, and he got it even what he has.
All right,
so,
wow.
Oh, well, you know, what are you going to do? So,
mm-hmm.
Oh, well. But, yeah, there's some big walleye in there, no question about it.
Yeah, we checked in the annual Garrett Bassers walleye tournament shortly after opening day, and one guy brought in a 29-incher.
Oof.
And that was pushing 9 pounds.
That's
again,
fish.
Those fish were all released back into the lake, too, so she's still swimming around.
Yeah.
And she was post-spawn, so she easily would have went, you know, 10 pounds.
10 pounds. Yeah, what is the season for walleye?
Yeah, it opens up on April 16th.
Okay.
We have a closed season March 1st through April 16th. And that was basically to protect those big females.
Big female spawners.
During the pre-spawn era.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
So, and it's worked great. I mean, that population, if you catch a legal walleye at Deep Creek Lake, keep it. There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah. And that legal's 15?
15 inches, correct.
Yeah. Is there any slot on them?
No. It's just 15.
15 and up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good, good, good. Well, that's wonderful.
And they are good eating.
Oh, my. Oh, you don't have to tell me. Been eating walleye since I was 12 years old. So, yeah, I know walleye are good. And, I mean, you catch them out of the – we caught them. First walleye I ever caught was in the Ottawa River.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Upper Quebec, and shore lunch of walleye. Oh yeah, no question about that. So,
oh yeah, yeah. The thing about Deep Creek Lake, you don't need a boat to catch them either. My favorite spot is right at the 219 bridge. There's an angler access parking lot,
right?
And there's street lights there, so those fish are attracted to those lights. And I go at dusk and just casting along that riprap, and I do very well right there.
I've caught walleye right there.
Mm-hmm.
I caught walleye on a jig with a twister and a minnow on it. Just chuck it out there. Yep. So what's your bait for the walleye?
I actually go to Walmart and buy the cheapest jerk bait minnow I can find. And I just sink it down with a quarter ounce split shot about 2 foot above the line, and that works well for me.
The cheapest jerk bait.
I don't go for those $8 husky jerks. Because you do tend to lose those lures occasionally.
Yeah. Well, it, hey, certainly makes sense, you know. But good line is the key. I found that out the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. You weren't listening the last hour. I broke off a couple big, good big smallmouth. One wound up being 21 inches that I didn't catch. They caught,
oh, darn.
It, caught it the next day. So, but anyway, that's me. I'm ready for next year. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Yep.
Lesson learned.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very much so. I thought I was good to go, but lesson learned is right. So we talked about walleye. We talked about smallmouth. We talked about a little bit about largemouth, and we'll get to the panfish here in just a minute. But I think we're going to take a little break, if that's okay with you.
Sounds good.
And we'll be right back at you.
All righty.
All right. I'd like to tell the folks about Papa John's Farm. It's owned by the Schillinger family, and they're just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are just absolutely full, bursting with beautiful plants and flowers this time of year. They've got the annuals. You can buy the pack or the flat. You can buy perennials by the pot. Bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets. The whole, they dedicate one whole greenhouse, nothing to hanging baskets. Colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias, and flowers that I can't even pronounce the name of. That's true. I mean, I'm okay with pansies and impatiens and petunias, but the other stuff, I have no clue. Alan Summers, the garden guy, he would know. He uses a scientific name, you know, but forget that. If you like pretty party flowers, Papa John's is the place to find them. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants, too. Papa John's has all the vegetables ready to plant. Do what? I'm getting to Mother's Day. Don't jump the gun on me here. Let me do this. I'm sorry, folks. I've been interrupted by the producer again, but it's okay. Where was I? All the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon and cantaloupe, you name it. 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs. That's what it says, herbs, right here. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97, exit 12. 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouse. You make your selection. The phone number, I know you've been waiting for it. Write it down. 410-969-5909. 969-5909. Lots of nines. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or church. And don't forget Mother's Day, which is tomorrow. Right, Bethany? Yes. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every single day. Visit Schillinger's. Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Spray on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who is a recreational fisherman in Maryland. Now there's new stuff that just came out. That's right. No strings attached. It's simple. Just fish to win. 67 species of fish across Maryland, from Garrett County, where in Deep Creek there are 20 of those species, all the way to Ocean City. You can win cash and prizes for fishing in your favorite Maryland fishing spot. $25,000 in guaranteed cash prizes, including $6,000 in each of the three regions across Maryland. Non-title, Chesapeake Bay and Atlantic. Master anglers, if you catch an award-sized fish in each region, you are automatically entered to win $2,000 in cash. That's right. You go to Deep Creek and you catch an angler award fish. You go to Chesapeake and you catch an angler award fish. And you go off Ocean City and catch an Angler Award fish. Special drawing for master anglers. And there'll be $5,000 in random cash drawings at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale event. You catch and keep invasive species of any size, and you qualify for a special prize drawing. That's right. There are Angler Award Achievers, Invasive Species Award, and even a youth component. You can find it all at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries for all the information.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Sean Casey, Frank Luber.
Hi, this is Tom Marr.
Rush Limbaugh.
The Sean Hannity Show.
The Mark Levin Show.
The Savage Nation is on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
They let me do that again this hour. Yep. Yep. We need, see, what happens is we have a change of shift here at 6 a.m. So Bethany doesn't know what Brian played for Bumps, and Brian doesn't care what Bethany plays for Bumps. There's no notes that go back and forth, right? Maybe there is. I don't know. Anyway, let's put Alan Klotz back on the line so we can talk about fishing up in Western Maryland. Good morning again, Alan.
Hey, good morning.
Alan Klotz, Western Region 1 Inland Fisheries Manager. And folks, we'll take phone calls. I mean, you don't have to just sit back and listen. You can always ask questions if you'd like at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'm sure Alan will be glad to answer your questions and not just mine because I got the cheat sheet. All right. We talked about walleyes, we talked about smallmouth, we talked about largemouth. We didn't talk about northern pike.
Okay.
I've been there. Been there end of September, caught some northern pike, tagged them, and I think somebody caught and ate one in the wintertime, one of my fish, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I did hear, but I saw the pictures, too, so you're not lying.
I'm not lying. You did see the pictures. That's right, yeah. So, but, yeah, there's some pretty big northerns out in the lake. If you want to catch a giant fish, I think the northern's the way to go. You don't have any muskellunge out there, so.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, and we're looking at some, you know, putting some new special regs on the northern pike.
Okay.
Actually, to enhance that population. I mean, years ago, the limit was, size limit was 24 inches, and I got looking at some of those fish, and they were just babies. I mean, they weren't even mature enough to spawn just once.
Right.
So we did up the size limit to 30 inches to at least let them spawn once.
Okay.
But the potential to produce some really, really big northern pike is there.
That's why we've got a northern pike report.
Yeah.
Tagging program.
Yeah, so and I think a lot of anglers are really in support of, you know, seeing a trophy fishery develop there.
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's a little bit specialized. It's like musky fishing on a Potomac. It's a little specialized fish as those big pike, but people adapt to special fishing situations and you know, you start catching bigger and better fish. You know, you just go, maybe I'll concentrate on these a little bit.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, it can become a passion to go out and catch those big fish like it is catching a big smallmouth with me. I mean, I just love it. You know,
right, right. So yeah, once you learn how to catch them, like our Mr. Matt Sell has learned.
Yeah, he's done all right. Yeah,
yeah.
He's done all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and the bonus is you can catch other fish while you're fishing for them too. You got some dynamite if you want toothy and lots of them. You got a lot of pickerel in that lake.
Absolutely, and you know that's one thing we're looking at too is when we're sampling, we, you know, collect a lot of pickerel that have big teeth marks down their side from the ones that escaped from the northern pike. And we're actually thinking, boy, if we get more bigger pike in here, we may
clean up your
pickerel.
Yeah, clean up your pickerel population a little bit. Yeah, my dad caught a 28-inch pickerel one time in a pond in New Jersey.
Wow, that's huge.
It is, yeah. And he actually caught one from the Juniata River that was 28 and one from the pond that were both 28 inches, unbelievable size chain pickerel. And the one in the pond in New Jersey had a 14-inch pickerel in its gut.
Wow.
I mean, they are cannibalistic, but geez, it was, you know, but northern pike, yeah. Yeah, we've seen them like that where they've escaped larger toothy critters.
Oh, yeah.
So you got the toothy critters, you got the pike family, you got the pickerel. We talked about walleye, smallmouth, largemouth. What we haven't hit is the panfish yet. Big black crappies.
Yeah, and again, that's one of the more specialized fish to catch in there. I mean, they're spotty in the lake for sure, but they're big.
14 and a half was my best one out of there.
Yeah, I remember I caught one, I believe, close to 15 inches. I was fishing with Matt for bass in the Kennery Cove, all places, fishing towards those big boulders trying to catch smallies. And this guy came up, thought he must have been a smallmouth.
So. You got big black crappies in select locations. They're not as abundant as some of the other fish up there. The bluegills, though, are overwhelming.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Big bluegills.
Yeah.
I mean, 9, 10, 11 inches is not uncommon.
And they're everywhere. I mean, one of my favorite places is fishing the docks at the Deep Creek Lake Discovery Center.
Okay.
I mean, that's a heavily fished spot, but I could always go out there in the evening and count on catching some of those, trophy bluegills off those docks.
Fun on a fly rod with a rubber spider.
Oh, yeah. Fishing the fly rod is just amazing. That's all I use anymore for panfish. I just found using a little beadhead caddis fly as a dropper and an elk hair as the indicator fly. You can't beat it.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Absolutely. Bluegills are good to eat, as are crappies.
Mm-hmm.
Rock bass. 10 and a half inches is my biggest rock bass.
Right.
That's a big rock bass.
That is a big rock bass.
Yeah. And I caught that the same day I caught the 14 and a half inch black crappie, and the same day I caught the 24 and a half inch pickerel.
Wow.
It was a good day.
Yeah.
Weed bed right off that public access dock that you were talking at, the 219 bridge, right off that weed bed there.
Mm-hmm.
To the right.
And you'll catch a bunch of those while you're fishing for the smallmouth, too.
That's true.
They're inhabiting the same type of habitat, and again, they're spawning about the same time, and they're very aggressive, and they all hit anything, even a lure almost as big as they are.
Exactly. Yeah, they're good. Well, probably the first fish I caught when I was a kid, 6 years old, fishing, was rock bass and sunfish in the Juniata River and some of the other places we used to fish. But the money fish for Deep Creek Lake is?
Oh, you're talking yellow perch.
That's right. Talk to me about yellow perch.
Well, last year when we did our samples, we have about 26 sample stations throughout the lake, trying to cover every bit of different type of habitat. Every one of those sample stations had yellow perch in it that were 12 inches or greater. It was just amazing, the jumbo perch that are in that lake. And this year, during the ice fishing season, I heard so many compliments from anglers about the size of the perch that we have in there and the numbers. It's just amazing.
I think that's a Deep Creek perch on the cover of the fishing guidebook, the one that has all the rules and regulations in it.
Mm-hmm.
An ice fishing.
I mean, I don't know of any other place in this area where you could routinely catch those big jumbo perch like that.
If anybody wants to learn how to fish on Deep Creek Lake, it's not that hard to do.
Mm-mm, yeah.
You get a boat. A little John boat's fine. A little rowboat's fine. I don't know. They have boat rentals at Deep Creek anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
all right. So you rent one. You go out in McHenry Cove, you start at one end, you drift with the wind, you put a night crawler on the bottom, and you will catch yellow perch, bluegills, maybe a walleye, but primarily you catch yellow perch and bluegills. And, and it's not difficult to do. You just get a little weight and bounce along the bottom, and you're good to go.
Yeah. And, my favorite time of year to go right there in McHenry Cove and launch a canoe at the end of it, it's actually the first 2 weeks of November. I don't know what it is about that time. And those perch get in at McHenry Cove before the onset of the cold winter. And boy, they are on the bite right then.
I like that idea. I do. All right. First part of November, huh?
Although you got to give up some rut hunting, you know. I mean, it's a difficult choice to make sometimes.
Let me weigh that. Let me weigh that just a little bit here. I might be able to give up a couple days to come up there and do some yellow perch fishing. Yeah. Yeah. I'm broadening my horizons a little bit. You know, you got to broaden your horizons.
Or sometimes you just might get lucky enough to get a big buck in October. So. That frees up some time.
Yeah, you know. That's true. All right. Now, look, Alan, you got Deep Creek Lake, and it's huge, and it's beautiful, and it's popular, and there's a lot of people on it in the summertime, and you're talking about November and April, and, you know, you're talking about the off-peak times for the better fishing, because I guess the boat traffic is just huge.
Yeah, once summer comes around, there's a lot of recreational boating on that lake.
Okay, but that's the time most people come to Deep Creek Lake. So what can they expect in the vacation time when they are up there for a week and, you know, renting a cabin and they want to go fishing, they want to catch something? What's the deal? What can they catch?
Well, the fishing really still is good, but you got to pick your times. Early morning is a good time. You know, the boat traffic is not there. And, again, late in the evening, fishing picks up and the boat traffic drops off. And also I would suggest heading in the back of some of these coves where you have, you know, no wake zones, where it's more easy to fish without those big wakes coming in and rocking you around quite a bit. And the fish are there. I mean, they're always going to be there. Some real astute anglers actually look forward to that heavy boat traffic because sometimes the you have a little bit of a mud line stirred up near the shoreline, and the fish get right on that edge of that that cloudy water and start on the feed.
Because everything's stirred up. That's because all the little bugs in the water stirred up in that mud and swirling around. And the bait attracts the bait fish, and then that attracts the game fish.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. People, you know, the food chain, if you follow the food chain, you'll be successful. You know, everybody says, oh, well, you know, what about breaking rockfish in the fall? Well, breaking rockfish are there for a reason. They're following baitfish.
Mm-hmm.
And the baitfish are there for a reason because there's something that they're eating is there, too.
Right.
So everything eats something smaller than itself. Pretty basic fishing. If you find what the fish that you're wanting to catch are eating, you'll find the fish that you're wanting to catch.
Right.
So same deal. Oh, that mudline thing is good, and walleye particularly like that mudline.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
And that's what anglers target. And that's midday.
Yeah.
You can catch those walleye during midday if you just follow that line around the lake.
Nice. All right. So we covered crappies, yellow perch, times of year. One more question on the vacation season.
Mm-hmm.
Where can you take the kids to fish during that time without a boat?
Without a boat, Deep Creek Lake Discovery Center docks. I have two kids of my own that they're almost grown now, but it was a tradition for us every evening. It seemed like they wanted to go fishing. We'd head there. Always had great success. And we actually put some fish habitat structures around those docks to attract fish. We sink Christmas trees just to get the fish in there. And it's just using worms.
Alan, look, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners the truth. You put the Christmas trees in there. You know where they are. You go in there and you pull all the tourist lures off of them every year.
Well, there's perks to the job.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, yeah, that's a spot I would suggest anyone to take their kids fishing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good tip right there. Discovery Center docks.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the Discovery Center located?
It's on State Park Road. Right off the Glendale Road. Once you cross the Glendale Bridge over the lake, you're just bare to the left. And then plus you take the kids at Discovery Center. It's a neat spot. We have aquariums in there with the native fish species or resident fish species of Deep Creek Lake. So they could go in, look at the fish first, they expect to catch, then head down to the docks and try and catch them.
And then they remember what that was, the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very cool. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to discuss other places to fish in Western Maryland, other than Deep Creek Lake. And believe it or not, folks, there are places to fish out there other than Deep Creek Lake. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop right now. We talked about fishing and everything they do for fishing, but let's talk a little bit about some hunting and some home protection. Last week we talked about home protection firearms. Clyde's has been again restocked with home protection firearms, if that's what you're looking for. And, yeah, there are a lot of hoops to jump through in Maryland if you want to get a handgun. But if you want to get a shotgun to protect your property, you can do that as well. Clyde's has all the shotguns. They're easy to operate, pump-action shotguns. They've got them by Mossberg. They've got them by Remington. They've even got the Browning BPS pump, if you like that. They'll help you learn how to use it. They have all the ammunition. And quite frankly, you don't really have to aim. If somebody's in your house or in your hallway, you don't really have to aim. You just point and pull the trigger. You can always spackle. You can always replace the carpet. What are you laughing at? You all right in there? What are you going to do? You fire a shotgun in your house. There's going to be something, perhaps. Well, I know. I hope you don't want to ever have to do that. But you can be always be prepared. I know plenty of people that were prepared here in the last couple of weeks. No question about it, you know. And, by the way, the sound of a pump-action shotgun when you're putting a shell in the magazine. Oh, that's a great sound. Great sound. But anyway, and universally known by people who would tend to be home invaders. So they do know that sound of a pump-action shotgun being loaded. But that being said, Clyde Sports Shop has all firearms for hunting, home protection. They've got the great Browning firearms, the Maxxis shotgun, the A5, the Satori, you name it, for, you know, and even the BT-99, if you like trap and skeet shooting, they've got that as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's Clyde Sports Shop. The website is ClydeSports.com. Open 7 days a week, all major credit cards accepted. Make sure you go see them if any firearms need that you might have, and they'll be glad to take care of that for you.
Tropical storm Anna will impact coastal portions of the Carolinas into southeastern Virginia this week, and the remnants of that system should move by to our east end early next week. As we start off this weekend, some dry conditions. If you're heading out from this morning into the afternoon, you can expect a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high temperature up to 80 degrees. Now, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 62, and a Mother's Day tomorrow, partly cloudy during the afternoon with a few thunderstorms developing, will reach 83, and then partly cloudy Monday with a high in the mid-80s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, crabs are going to be hard to find this weekend. There's a East Coast shed going on right now. Not a lot of crabs coming from Louisiana, not a lot of crabs coming from North Carolina, not very few from Maryland, unless you're going off, you know, seaside. And seaside crabs, some in limited quantities, are available at NBS Seafood. NBS is located at 1223 Dorsey Road, Glen Burnie, stocked with live wild-caught Louisiana crawfish, if you want to steam them up, andouille sausage, gator tail meat, along with live Louisiana crabs. If you want to, you know, have yourself a old-fashioned Louisiana crawfish boil, you can do that. Get yourself some red skin potatoes and some corn on the cob, and you will just have a delicious feast for Mother's Day. NBS carries fresh, wild-caught white perch. That's right. And there's a discount if you buy 10 pounds or more. Jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, variety of other seafood items. They even have the spice to make your seafood taste great. Stop by and see NBS Seafood or give them a call. 410-271-3202. 271-3202. They're open Thursday, Friday, Mondays from 2 to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, noon to 5. They accept Visa, NBS. Accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and yes, they even accept cash. Any questions? Give them a call. 410-271-3202. 271-3202. For NBS, that's no bull stuff. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment.
Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
There you go, all my weapons of mass destruction. We're talking with Alan Klotz here, who is the Western Region 1 Inland Fisheries Manager, and we just talked about Deep Creek Lake, and now we're going to talk about other places to fish. But first, let's go to Ted in Baltimore. Hey, Ted, how you doing? Hello, Ted.
Hey, good morning. This is Chad.
Chad. Okay, sorry.
I've been listening to the show for many, many years, every day while going to work. Every Saturday going to work, I mean. Very good information. Thank you very much. I just took to fishing last year, and I just started fishing, and I got a stupid question regarding shotguns. I want to start hunting too. Which is a universal shotgun for home protection and go deer hunting?
A universal shotgun? Well, that would
Yeah,
you can do both. Absolutely, you can buy something like a Mossberg with a bird barrel and a deer barrel, or a Remington 870 with a bird barrel and a deer barrel. The bird barrel will take care of the home protection end of it, and the deer barrel will help you shoot shotgun slugs for deer hunting. And you can find all those at Clyde's.
Thank you. And also, I think also slugs do matter how many shots they have, pellets in them.
Well, the shotgun slug has one, and that's the only thing allowed for deer hunting in Maryland other than outside of Dorchester County. If you hunt Dorchester County, there's a certain area of Dorchester where you could use buckshot, but it's a very specialized area. But in the rest of Maryland, you must use a single projectile for deer, which would be a slug, a rifled slug or a smoothbore slug. And Clyde's can help you with a selection of that as well. But, yeah, there's a universal shotgun that requires changing the barrel back and forth for home protection or bird hunting and then for shotgun slug hunting. So it comes with two barrels is what I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for the good work.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There we go. Hey, Alan. Okay, we talked about Deep Creek. Some of the best places to fish, some of the species, but you got other places in Garrett County there to fish. Tell us about Broadford Lake.
Yeah, Broadford Lake at 7:01 this morning. I'm going to be heading out there.
I'll let you go at 6:59.
Okay. Yeah, it's a publicly owned lake. It's run by the town of Oakland,
right,
in Garrett County. It's 230 acres, and you could launch a canoe or electric motor boat there, and it's phenomenal pan fishing. Right now, the black crappie and bluegills are coming in shallow. They're not spawning yet. They're just on the feed right now.
Mm.
And that's what I've been doing recently, just fly fishing for them and taking my stringer full home and having some fish fries.
I saw that stringer full that you had there. Nice picture.
And they have a good eating, and there's a lot of them. It doesn't hurt to harvest, you know, panfish. 25 years ago, that lake was just known for its stunted panfish. I mean, they were so small, people weren't even interested in keeping them.
Mm-hmm.
Then we introduced the tiger muskie into the lake.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I think within 3 years, the state record tiger muskie came out of there and really started chewing down on some of those panfish.
Did he burp when they pulled him out?
He must have.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. Grief.
But we saw the growth rates actually improving in these bluegill and black crappie, and all of a sudden people were interested in harvesting them again.
Sure.
And now we have a better harvest rate, and the growth rates really have improved, so you can, you know, really go out there and catch some decent size.
Are there still muskies?
There are. We stocked it maybe two, three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they don't really target them out there. It's just one of those fish that you're fishing for bass, and all of a sudden you've got a huge torpedo at the end of your line.
Nice. Yeah. I like it. Yep, I like it. Okay. That's Broadford Lake, and it's not a big place, 230 acres, but that's a decent-sized lake to fish.
Oh, yeah, it's sizable, and it's public access all around. Bring your canoe, bring your electric motor boat, and there's pickerel in there. It's a good largemouth bass lake as well,
mm-hmm.
Yellow perch, but the bluegills and crappie, I mean, that's where I go to fish for those.
Gotcha.
It's just phenomenal fishing for them.
Okay. Savage Reservoir. People think Savage Reservoir is still empty.
Oh, no. It's back. It was drained back in 2009 and refilled in 2010. And I could not have guessed how quickly the fish came back in that lake. We did some restocking efforts with fingerlings.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess last year we resurveyed it, and it was about the same population structure prior to the draining.
Really?
Except the yellow perch, which we didn't stock, because we knew there was plenty in the river upstream.
Mm-hmm.
They are super abundant in there.
Really?
Yeah, and they just really took off.
They found a place to expand, huh?
Oh, they did. They did. And the ice fishing there, and people were just saying they just couldn't keep them off their hooks this year. I went out one day for a little while with Matt and Kenny Womp were here at the office, and we did pretty well. But other anglers said it was just a place to go if you just wanted to catch a lot. But the thing is, they're not big. We got a lot in the 8 to 10-inch that you can harvest, but there's a lot of small ones in there as well.
Right.
And we're trying to reestablish the walleye population. We've been stocking walleye fingerlings in there. And we actually took some adults from Deep Creek Lake and stocked them in there as well, just to try and get a predator in there to, you know, start chomping down on those yellow perch. But black crappie, a lot of those in there, a lot of bluegills, largemouth bass and smallmouth bass.
So that lake in a couple of years is going to just be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. And especially for crappie. Last year when we did our Young of Year surveys with seine nets, we were getting 100 plus little crappies in their seine net, and you just don't see that anywhere. So that crappie population is just posed to take off as well.
Nice.
And it has that classic crappie habitat in the upper end near Big Run State Park, where it has flooded willows, trees, where they really like to hang out this time of year. So
they're going to be big.
Yep.
They're going to be big. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's Savage Reservoir. Tell me, why was the reservoir drained in the first place?
There were some repairs needed for the flood control gauge and the dam itself. So, and they're all the way down at the bottom of the dam. So they had to be removed, and the whole reservoir had to be drained for safety reasons.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're going to take our last break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about a little bit of trout fishing, and then we'll go from there. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Look, do you like fishing in Maryland? Of course you do. Well, no strings attached. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. This is a free fishing tournament sponsored by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for any recreational angler in Maryland. Good grief. There are 67 species across Maryland, from Garrett County all the way to Ocean City. You can win cash and prizes for fishing in your favorite Maryland fishing haunt. And there are three divisions. That's right. There's an angler award. Anyone fishing legally in Maryland can catch and record an award-winning fish by landing any of more than 60 eligible species in three categories, which include the non-tidal, the Chesapeake Bay, and the Atlantic divisions. And there's also $6,000 up for cash in those each of those divisions. The Master Anglers is a catch award, is an award. Oh, my gosh. Master Anglers. All you have to do is catch an award-sized fish in any of the in all of the three categories. That would be freshwater or non-tidal, Chesapeake Bay tidal, and the Atlantic. So you go to Ocean City and you catch a citation fish or an angler award fish. You go into Chesapeake, you catch one. You go up to Deep Creek and you catch one. And you're eligible to win $2,000 in cash as a master angler. And then... and then there'll be $5,000 in random cash drawings at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale event. So that's how that works. There's also prizes for invasive species. There's a youth component. You'll find out all the information at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries, and you will have a great time. That's the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Just go on the DNR website and in the little search bar put Maryland Fishing Challenge. You'll find out all about it. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. We told you about fishing in the first commercial. We told you about guns and hunting in the second commercial. And now we're going to tell you about both. If you need live bait or any fishing information, if you need rods and reels repaired, if you need new line, if you need lures or tackle or terminal tackle or bait for any type of fish, any of those 67 species just about, Clyde Sports Shop will be able to help you out. Right there at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you want to go for critters, anything from upland birds to turkeys to Canada geese to deer to big game out west, you can find a firearm, even home protection, or sports, you know, shotgun sports. They've got everything when it comes to firearms. Everything. It doesn't matter if you shoot skeet. It doesn't matter if you shoot bumblebees with your .22 and birdshot. They've got it all, no question. From beginning to end, Clyde Sports Shop. I think you get the picture. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's Sports is the website. And the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH, 247-3474 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash. Too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place.
All right. We're back with Alan Klotz, Maryland DNR Fisheries Service, and we're talking about fishing in Western Maryland. Alan, you just told me you were going to Broadford Lake at 7:01 here. That's coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes. So
correct.
We won't hold you. We know you want to get out there and get on the lake. So, you know, we'll send you on your way. But what would you do if you were coming to Deep Creek or Western Maryland this weekend? Trout fishing, Deep Creek, Broadford. Where would you go?
God, if you had a whole week, I'd hit just about every spot. Deep Creek for the smallmouth bass, Broadford for the crappies and bluegills, and the trout fishing right now. I mean, I'm sitting at my desk yesterday working. I get a call from an angler who just got off the stream on the Savage and was telling me about the great day he just had with the fishing for brook trout, catching numerous 10-inch brook trout.
Good grief.
Just making me salivate, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, as a trout fishing right now, again, it's time to get out there. I mean, it's prime time.
Yeah, the weather's perfect, and you know, the crowds are gone because opening day's passed, but there's still plenty of fish in the streams. And
man, we're still stocking.
Yeah, I get my daily stocking update, and anybody can go on the website and sign up for that daily stocking report. I get one every day, and look at it, and tells me all the areas that have been stocked, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool.
So, yeah, and you're right. There's so much elbow room out there now.
Yeah.
You can have just a phenomenal time.
Sounds good to me. Harold Harsh donated a trip to the Maryland Hunting Coalition for our event on May 30th. I know you know Harold, who has, Spring Creek Outfitters out
there. Great guy.
Yeah, and he donated a float trip for trout or bass, either one, whatever's biting, for somebody to win and take home at our upcoming Maryland Hunting Coalition event. And, you know, if you want to take somebody else, it's only $100. But, man, he has a really nice float boat, it looks like to me, and it looks like he accommodates anglers very well. A lot of nice pictures of nice trout and nice bass that he's caught. So give a little shout-out to Harold there. And you can check that out, too. And, of course, there's everything up there that guys can go whitewater rafting at the Adventure Center and all that. So, all right. Well, look, Alan, appreciate that. I know you're going to hang up and bolt, so we'll just say thank you for joining us this morning, and you have a great trip out there today.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Care.
Thanks.
All right,
bye-bye. He's inspiring me. I might make a trip out to Western Maryland next week, taking a little turkey hunting, a little fishing. Why not? Let's see what happens. All right, get out.